All right, I'll get started real quick. First off, you know, we knew going into this game that Green Bay, you know, had some offensive firepower, specifically Roy and Hall, and you know, Roy is a gifted player, and I thought for the most part, you know, made some things tough on him, but they run good stuff, and you know, we really most proud of how we responded when they cut the lead to, I believe, 6, I think it was. Our response in that moment was really impressive, and I think it was led, you know, maybe after a pointed conversation, it became led by our players. You know, the leadership of our upperclassmen kind of took over at that point. So really, really happy about that. This is now another game where we are sharing the ball at a really high level. Our assist numbers per made field goals is north of 50%. I think it speaks a lot to our continued growth offensively. So all in all, did some really good things, but you got to give Green Bay credit. You know, they had some great moments too.
Jake, it seemed like Bruce throughout the season hasn't had to maybe take as much on his shoulders and make like the big play, because you've had a lot of different other guys step up, and it felt like in this game he did that maybe a little bit more. I guess, do you agree with that overall viewpoint, and what did you think about how he steered you through this game?
You know, I thought there in the second half, again, when the game could have shifted, he was really good. Really good. And his decision making is, you know, his assist to turnover ratio is insane. I mean, for lack of a better word. I maybe not insane, because we see it on a daily basis and we know how gifted he is. But I think, again, you're seeing now kind of game to game, you're seeing different guys in stretches have, you know, big offensive stretches. Michi certainly was really good in the first half. Bruce was good, you know, really the whole game. I mean, he hit some big shots there in the first half. It's been Junie at times. He was really good in the second half. Mike has had his moments. I mean, our backcourt, you know, has been really special. I love the depth of our backcourt. And then, you know, our front court, Devin Royal, Sean Stewart, Evan Mahaffey, all were really impactful tonight. Rebounding the ball, finishing. Just thought it was a really complete game. So I know I went on a little bit of a rant there. But, yes, Bruce is a special player. I think he's the best point guard in the country. And you know, his leadership was really impressive tonight.
And with Sean at the five, and that might be something we'll have to see more of here going forward, and with Devin playing next to him, that versatility in the front court, how can you use that as a weapon in going forward here if you might have games where you're going to give up a couple of inches?
Well, I think, you know, our aggressiveness defensively negates some of that, and there's things we can do schematically to help. But I don't view him as a five. You know, I think for us, we have versatile forwards, and we're able to, in the flow of the game, adjust maybe who is initiating action based upon who's guarding who, and I think that makes us hard to guard. So I don't see him as a five. I think we play versatile guards, we play versatile forwards, and you know, as we continue to get experience in building that on-court chemistry, I think it's going to really continue to help us, and you'll see continued growth offensively. But his to your point, I think him driving the ball is going to be a good thing too.
Defensively, the connectedness that I see with this team, different guys on Roy didn't seem to matter. I mean, he got his, but he's super efficient, right? Hit some crazy shots, but why is this group with so many new guys so kind of connected and seems to know where everybody is and where they're supposed to be?
Well, I think we have some high IQ guys to start. You know, there's a natural feel and just understanding. And we've really grown in our communication. It's not where we need to be quite yet. We got to keep getting better at that. But, you know, we have a lot of two-way players. I think a lot of times in college basketball you may see specialists, but we have a team full of two-way players, which helps. But I thought tonight, you know, there was a stretch where we lacked some execution defensively, and you know, a good player is going to make you pay, and you know, they hurt us a couple times with their cutting, which you know, we anticipated, because again, they're an explosive offense. But I do think our connection's been really important for us defensively, and you know, we're not we're not where we want to be yet. We want to keep growing in that area, and I think we're taking the right steps.
Then Aaron, he talked about scouting you guys, watching film, and like seeing what you guys are doing on defense, and really praising that coming in. What's it like how hard is it to get ready for a team that you know is going to be defend really at a really high level? Because I'm sure you go up against teams like that as well. How hard is that?
Well, we're going to see it here very soon. You know, I think there's when you're prepping for really good defensive teams, there's a simplicity that you want to maintain because you know spacing's critical. You know, I think ball movement, body movement, all those things, you know, come into play. I think sometimes you can overcoach in those situations and become too complex, and now maybe guys are overthinking a little bit. But our guys have continued to get better. We talk a lot about, you know, how to play and maybe a little bit less specific plays. And I think as we continue to grow in that area, it's going to make us hard to guard, even – you know, when we're going up against really, really good defensive teams, which we are about to see, you know, game after game after game.
Something else that Doug Gottlieb said when we talked to him is that one of the things that he thinks this team is really well coached because guys know their roles and are flourishing in their roles. But, you know, we've talked to you, too, about giving guys freedom, letting them be versatile players. I guess what's the balance between those two things of having a defined thing that a guy is doing on the court but also giving him that freedom to do a lot of different things?
You know, I think there's a lot of individual conversations that exist. But what I've been most impressed with, and again, I think it speaks – we're a – maybe even ahead of schedule a little bit offensively with our chemistry because of how much newness, you know, we've talked about. I think it's guys' ability to understand, you know, how to get guys the ball in their spots or how to play off of each other or playing as we've played with more poise in the paint. It's created opportunities, drive and kick and you know, able to get to the free throw line more. So I think our guys deserve a ton of credit, you know. I'll always want guys to play with aggressiveness and confidence, but we're playing smart too. You know, we're playing smart. We'll have some turnovers with our pace at times, and you know we'll keep working on that and getting better. But there's a chemistry forming offensively for us that's catching up to, I think, our defensive chemistry that we talked about. That's really exciting.
You talked about Bruce. He was talking about being able to pick his poison. And, you know, if they go under, he can shoot, but he can also pass. You guys have three-point shooters. Not to take anything away from the guys he's played with in the past, but does it seem like there are the weapons that allow him to unlock things a little bit more this year than maybe at times in the last two seasons?
You know, I think it's certainly we have great depth on this team and offensive, you know, versatility. And I think for Bruce, he's worked really, really hard at, you know, we talked all spring, summer, fall about efficiency. I have absolute trust in him when he has the ball in his hands. And at times I'm telling him to be more aggressive, you know, because I believe he can make all those shots when people go under, and he's proven that this year. I trust him in the paint with his decision making. I think certainly, you know, we had, I think, seven guys in double figures. It's hard to key in on one person when you got that type of versatility. And our guys, to their credit, again, they found, like, we found Michi in the first half when he was going for three. We found Junie there in the second half, you know, and our guys kept rolling with that. So I think Bruce certainly leads the way, but Micah Parrish is a really smart player. Devin, Sean, like, you go down the list. Our basketball IQ, you know, I think is really good. And that plays a role. Alongside just the offensive firepower we have.
One of the other things that Doug said about Bruce was he said, like, he had 25-9, but what really stood out, he said he blew up like three or four of our plays. He said he saw it was coming and he blew it up. And so he didn't brush aside the 25-9, but he pointed that out. When you were recruiting Bruce, did you see him as being an above average defender to this level, or do you think he's taken it upon himself to get to that level?
Yes, I think to both of those things. I think he was absolutely coming out of high school well-coached, both, you know, well-coached in high school and well-coached in the summer. And that certainly helped. But he's got a great basketball mind. He doesn't take plays off. That's part of it. He plays hard every possession. But he had a great foundation coming into college because I would imagine, I saw him in practice, I saw him in games, he worked extremely hard, but he also was well coached. So I think, and I think he would tell you that. And then he's also gotten better. You know, I think he's gotten better in college, and he is disruptive. He is a gifted defender. He's not an above-average defender. He's a really good defender. He can guard on the ball. He can guard off the ball. He can anticipate really well. And I think we have a few guys like that. I think Micah can do that, you know, with his experience and being well coached. So I think that matters. You know, I believe kind of how you're coached in high school in the summer impacts kind of that transition period to college basketball. I'm a big believer in that. And he's been well coached, but he works hard. He studies film. He does all the things to put him in position to see that stuff. So I appreciate, you know, Coach for saying that and acknowledging that, because I don't think Bruce gets near the credit he deserves, you know, as a defender.
Some years since Ohio State scored 100 points and back-to-back. Is this the offense that you envisioned in the spring when you're putting together the roster? You're saying this is how we're going to play. Do you think that it's a finished product, or are you still – there's still more to add? There's still – it can be better than what we've seen the last week or so?
You know, I think we're taking steps forward. You know, I've talked about wanting to play with pace. I think there's still another gear at times we can operate, you know, with from a pace standpoint. I've been really pleased with how we're sharing the ball. And I've been really pleased with just the collective kind of basketball IQ we're playing with offensively. I don't know that I necessarily didn't believe we could get there. I think we're getting there, you know, maybe even a little quicker than I anticipated. But I think you got to give our guys a ton of credit. The other thing, you know, I would say this, and our staff, the experience on our staff, you know, both offensively and defensively, it should not go unnoticed either. And, you know, the skill development, I'm a big believer in that. We do skill development every day in practice. We work on, you know, these things. So it's good to see it coming together. But I don't believe we're a finished product yet. And I think we have to keep getting better because of, you know, the way our schedule is here coming up.
Yeah, Michi, beginning of the game, he missed his first two threes, and then seems like he just, like, didn't flinch, made the next two, and then was efficient from there. Is that the type of confidence you want to see from Michi? And I guess what did you see out of that stretch?
Absolutely, absolutely. I think his efficiency really the last few games has been really good. And, you know, he had a stretch there to start the season where he was turning it over a little bit more than we knew he should, and he knew that. And, again, I talked about it. That's not who he had been in practice. He had taken care of the ball really well in practice. He's been efficient in practice. So I never want him to hesitate or flinch, you know, when maybe he misses a couple shots. And I view it this way. If he's missing a couple, the chance of that next one going in is pretty high. That's just kind of how I'm wired, and I want him to be wired that way too. And I want all our guys to be wired that way.
Did you ever see his confidence wavering in practice at all, or has he always been confident?
No, I don't think his confidence wavered. I think there were times where, you know, he and I have had to have some one-on-one conversations just to reinforce his aggressiveness. But he's a confident player. He's a gifted player. Again, another two-way player. But, you know, to have 17, you know, 5 for 10 from 3, 2 assists, no turnovers, thought he had a good night.
This was your best two-point shooting game of the season, and I know that's something that has been a little bit of an emphasis, the way that you've shot from three, but how important is it to be getting that aspect of the game going as you have Pitt on Friday, you got Big Ten games next week, seeing some growth there inside the three-point line?
Yeah, I think, again, you know, the versatility for us offensively, I think part of this has been reflective in Devin Royal's consistency and Evan Mahaffey's efficiency. It's helped us from two. Sean Stewart, you know, having him back in the lineup and getting five, you know, two-point field goals, that certainly helps. But Junie's been efficient driving. Michi's gotten more efficient. It's been a collective effort. And I think what I'm most proud of is we're not settling, you know, offensively. We're you know, we talk about, especially going into this game, it needed to be on our terms because they're a good team and they play a certain way. And if the game was on their terms, you know, it was going to be a different type of game. We had a great deal of respect for them. So I felt like for a majority of the game, it was on our terms, you know, and especially offensively, which we've talked about, we've calculated, I don't want to be over analytical here, but like we want to play, you know, paint touches are a good thing for this team. It doesn't always result in a paint field goal attempt, but paint touches are good for this team, and we got to continue to make an emphasis on that.
Do you have an update on like how Quez is doing with his stat? I mean, he's been questionable the last couple of games, but where is he in his possible return?
Yeah, he's you know, we've been, I think there's been some kind of cautionary, just kind of slow to return, but he's working really. I give him a lot of credit. He's been engaged. He's working hard to get back out there. We're seeing some progress, and hopefully, you know, we'll continue to see that.